are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Oh my God, I was almost late to the show. I fell asleep. It's been such a weekend, I had to take a nap. We went to the Heat game tonight. My friend Bree, her show was on Bravo tonight, Blood, Sweat, and Heels. It's just been a crazy fun weekend. And I've got a good show for you tonight. So y'all remember Maria Papapetros, our psychic to the stars. Well, she's going to join us shortly because she's going to give us some predictions for the new year. I'm going to ask her straight up. If you all want to call, the number here to the studio is 323-203-0815. You can ask Maria one question if you make it on the line. So Maria's got some fun news because she's got a wonderful workshop that she's going to be doing. And it's a good one because it's tools for a productive 2014. It's in New York with Maria Papapetros. So definitely you want to look out for Maria's wonderful workshop, which is January 22nd. For more information, email Maria at papapetros, papapetros.com. Okay, so Maria's going to join us. Then we got Keaton Simons coming, and I just love his song, Beautiful Pain and the Medicine. And we're going to be talking to him tonight because he's doing a fabulous event in Florida for SOS Children's Village. So we're going to find out more about what his involvement is with the SOS Village, because I just love them so much. Go to sosflorida.com so you can learn more information about the village there. Again, the number to the studio is 323-203-0815, but please wait until Maria's on the air. We've got, you know what today is, the first Sunday of January and the first Sunday of the new year, so Happy New Year, everybody. I hope you have an abundant, wonderful, fabulous year. This year will be exactly what you want it to be, so make sure you have some high standards and expectations for yourself. Actually, forget expectations because they lead to limitations. Just have high standards and do things right with grace, be gracious, do it with love, and always open yourself up to the universe to receive abundance because it's yours. I've got some fun news going on. Hey, my holidays were great, Megan. Thanks for tweeting me there. Tweet me at Max Tucci. And we're going to be right back because we're going to play Dr. Maya Love's Vedic Forecast for all the astrological signs. So check this out because it's our girl, Dr. Maya Love. Hit it, Dr. Maya Love. Thanks for being in the studio tonight. Your astrological forecast for the month of January.
Hi, everyone. This is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for January 2014. I would like to wish each and every one of you a wonderful new year filled with plenty of joy, peace, every moment of your lives. As always, if you have any questions or if you would like a reading, please feel free to reach me at VedicAstroLounge.com. The planetary positions for the month of January 2014 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Sagittarius but moves into Capricorn on January 14th. Mercury is currently transiting Sagittarius and moves into Capricorn on January 7th and remains there until January 27th. Venus becomes retrograde and returns to Sagittarius on January 6th. It resumes direct motion on January 31st. Mars is currently transiting Virgo. Jupiter is currently transiting Gemini and is currently in retrograde motion. Saturn is currently exalted in Libra. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Libra and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Aries. For this month, I'm going to be focusing on the major planetary movements, conjunctions, and retrograde motions for the year of 2014 and how these changes in the planetary energies impact us individually as well as globally. The onset of 2014 is marked by retrograde motion of Venus in Sagittarius and the retrograde motion of Jupiter in Gemini. Saturn and the north node of the moon are joined together in the sign of Libra, and this combination will continue to have its impact until the north node of the moon moves into Virgo on July 14th. Mars will join Saturn and the north node of the moon in Libra on February 4th, and it will remain in Libra until the end of March. Saturn will begin its retrograde motion on March 2nd, and Mars will begin its retrograde motion on March 1st. The joining of three malefic planets in Libra, especially in retrograde motion, from beginning of February till the end of March, might not be the most favorable period for some of you, but since this combination is aspected by benefic planet Jupiter from Gemini, there will be a great relief from any challenges you may be facing in life. Jupiter turning direct on March 6th will also come as a relief for many of you who are going through a testing period in your lives. Due to all of these planetary movements, it is important to remain patient until the beginning of June. Focus on creativity. Meditation will bring peace to your mind and greatly help in overcoming challenges. June 2014 will bring a lot of good news. Mars becomes direct on May 25th, and Jupiter will move from Gemini to Cancer, where after a span of 12 long years, Jupiter will become exalted and remain very powerful for 1 year. The exalted Jupiter in Cancer will bring a ray of hope for many of you, and it will brighten your life and bring many joys into your life. Saturn will also become direct on July 20th and will help in bringing joy for many. Again on July 14th, Mars will transit into Libra and join Saturn, igniting some important events globally. On July 20th, Saturn will become direct and slowly begin its exit out of Libra. On November 2nd, Saturn will enter Scorpio and remain in that sign for the next 2.5 years. Beginning November 2014, people who have Moon in Pisces and Libra will get a great relief from life challenges. Also, in 2014, we are going to be witnessing two total lunar eclipses, one on April 15th and the first one on April 15th and the second one on October 8th. We will also witness two solar eclipses in 2014. The first solar eclipse will be a rare annular solar eclipse on April 29th. The second one will be a partial solar eclipse on October 23rd. Though we will witness many planetary movements during 2014, it is very important to adapt to all changes in the energetic patterns triggered by these planetary movements. The best way to avoid facing tough situations in life is to stop clinging on to our limited views towards life. It is important to expand our own perceptions towards life and begin to experience life with an open heart. Here is the astrological forecast for the year 2014 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, you will experience a great relief from challenges in relationships beginning summer 2014. Taurus, in 2014, keep your main focus on bringing harmony and balance to your body and mind. Gemini, this will be a great year for you with major improvements in your income and you will experience great success in your career. Cancer, your health and finance will greatly improve this year. Family-related challenges will get resolved and a brighter future is ahead of you. Leo, you'll continue to enjoy the blessings of Jupiter in the 11th house and Saturn in the 3rd house. A great year for you financially and for your career. Virgo, you'll get a great relief from some of the financial challenges you may have been experiencing in the last year and a half. Libra, it is important to keep your focus on your own healing. Relaxing in solitude and changing your perception towards life may give you immense strength and peace. There will be a great relief beginning summer 2014. Scorpio, you're going to begin the central part of 7.5 year Saturn cycle beginning November 2014. It is important to reflect on the past, learn the lessons, and let go of things that doesn't serve you anymore. Sagittarius, this year you'll continue to be blessed with abundance, joy, and peace in your life. Capricorn, after summer 2014, you will begin to experience increased flow of money and cordial relationships with near and dear ones. Aquarius, your children will continue to prosper in 2014, and you will maintain cordial relationships with your partner. Pisces, you will begin to experience a great relief from health-related issues beginning summer 2014. Your career and finance will begin to improve. That brings me to the end of the forecast. Again, I would like to wish each and every one of you a wonderful 2014. There is so much to look forward to in life. It is important that we face the challenges that life may throw at us with an open heart and a willingness to learn the lessons. Never give up, and your heart will show you the way to happiness.
Hey everyone, you're back. We're back, and you're listening to Max and Friends. That was Dr. Maya Love, and that was the Vedic Astrological Forecast for the month of January. I hope you all had some inspiration there. I just love Dr. Maya Love. But I love so much my friend Maria Papapetros. It's been a while that she's been on the show, so we're super happy to have her back because, you know, Maria is just the psychic to the stars. She's a friend to Max and Friends. We love having her on, and we all love having you listen to Maria because she always has such great advice for all you out there. So I want you to, number one, write down this email address, maria@papapetros.com, because Maria has a wonderful workshop coming up in New York, Tools for Productive 2014. And of course, she's going to talk to you about understanding how manifestation works. Did you all want to know how manifestation works? I know I do. And she's got great vision board ideas coming up at that workshop in New York. And there's going to be some in Florida. But let's talk about 2014 right now with Maria Papapetros. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, Maria. It's been a while since you're here. We missed
you. I know. But I think about it often. I read your stuff on Facebook, and I know about all your charity work that you're doing. I'm happy for you, proud of you. And I think that within the next 5 days, 5 months, 5 weeks, the fifth, there is a television show for you, and I see you with many guests co-hosting with a gorgeous, beautiful girl, and she's going to be your co-host, and it may have to do with, I get the F's, food and fashion and fun.
You know what? It all sounds like good to me. I receive it, Maria.
Hey, well, you've been on such a spiritual trip yourself. I'm watching you, and I'm so happy and feel good that you've taken my workshop and in the past and this and this and this and this. So here we are. What do you want to know today?
Well, listen, besides your workshop, I take your advice because you dispense such great advice. And what I love about your advice is you're no bullshit. You're like, this is what it is, and here it is. If you want to hear it, this is how it goes. Give me one question, let me know what we can focus on, and let's manifest your life. So I love you for being authentic. I love you for, you know, really, when you do this, it comes from the heart and the spirit. So whenever you say something like food, fun, and fashion, I see you doing this, I receive it because I know it comes from a place of authenticity and love. So thank you for that. So
thank you.
Let's talk right away. Let's talk about LA Talk Radio. What do you see for LA Talk Radio in 2014?
Well, the same thing that I see every year, your wishful thinking, you guys. I think that you guys are wishing that maybe you get syndicated or you get changed or do this and this. But you must remember, Max, that although I love your show, your frequency, your radio, you need, when you have a wish, you need to follow it with action. Mm-hmm. You guys need, like you said, I say it is, it is. I see, although there is a great energy, but you do not follow your wishes with action. You guys sit down and think what that is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think there are many changes coming up. They're in the air the last 3 years, and they can really be implemented and go to effect if you people get together and use the power together and send out your messages. I don't know what it is you need to be doing, but you need to be doing something for the changes to happen.
Okay.
Or
you know,
just,
change. They say change doesn't change until we change, right?
Yes.
So, now listen, Maria.
I'm telling you, does that make sense to you? First of all,
I totally got it. I totally got it. But you know what?
Okay, good.
Enough about me. Let's talk about the universe, the world we live in, politics. Politically wise, in 2014, what do you see for the political growth in America?
Listen to me. This is so such a large question. You need to narrow it down, please.
Okay.
Or we'll be here now, till tomorrow.
Now, do you see Hillary Clinton becoming the president for America?
I wish. That's all I will say.
Okay.
Remember when you said that and you broadcasted about Obama, you asked me, and I told you, and you said, oh, Maria, you were right on. I have a lot of faith. I don't know, though. I don't know yet. I'd like her to, though. I'll tell you, the prediction is that if she takes over, we're going to see some changes, big ones, yeah. Good ones. But nevertheless, listen, when is that supposed to happen? When's it going to be the next election?
2016, right? Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have an amazing 2015. Listen to what I'm saying to you closely. It's okay. Beginning this year, even after March, you're going to see drastic changes in the U.S., good ones. Some problems in the government will be solved. Anything from work, financial stuff. So by the end of 14, there's going to be another candidate to that position that people will like a lot. Mm-hmm. And I feel that I have a good feeling about Hillary. I'm answering this question as straight as I can.
Okay.
And please do understand, sometimes the information is not available in the cosmos yet to give it to you. I personally would like her to be there. She's a Scorpio. And by that time, she's going to be Saturn will be out of Scorpio. So it's going to be an amazing time for her.
Wow. All right.
So
well,
I want people to remember that no matter what they hear about her, she is the real thing. Now, I'm concerned about her health. That's why I'm also hesitant. She needs to be cautious this year. If the health stays okay this year, then she'll make it.
Okay. Well, listen, let's talk about, because you've predicted this here on the show before, about natural disasters. Do you see any natural disasters happening in 14?
No, sir.
Oh, good.
No, sir. It's done. But I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
The places that they were hit by disasters and or by economy, which was the disaster, mm-hmm. are going to be doing well, such as Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The predictions are Florida will really, Florida has been blessed anyway. God bless it's all its states, but this is Florida's turn. I don't know anything about Florida. I've been only twice there in my life, three times. However, I feel there will be amazing changes. Good ones.
Now that, and you're going to come down here in March.
I don't feel that. I think actually the disasters would heal.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. It's nice and positive. Now, listen, is there something in your spirit that you feel that you really want to tell listeners for 2014 to get ready for?
Well, because it's a very powerful time. Why? I don't know. I'm not an astrologer, but I said it's a very powerful time. And this is January. This particular, it's like the New Year's Eve thing has been extended for a month spiritually. Mm-hmm. Means we have a lot of opportunity to make these changes that I'm talking about. We can really contribute to the vibe, the universal vibe in making the changes. And that brings us also to my workshop. It's not that I want to talk a workshop yet, but I want to say that this year, let's take those resolutions let's help. In other words, if we put some effort this year, we're going to see miracles at the end of it, because the vibration is such a way. We're vibrating the very high frequency, much higher than last year. If we think positive, we're going to have miracles. If we don't, we're going to have disasters. So take advantage, especially this month, till the 31st of this month, and do your homework. In other words, do something nice. Send, get the money down from the mattress and go and spend a little bit on yourself. yes.
And so
it's important.
Going
again, what it is, be nice.
Yeah.
Be nice. That's what I'm getting. Be nice.
Yeah,
be nice.
Kindness.
Be nice.
Kindness moves mountains, right? But so
yes, kindness is more important than anything else. So create the abundant. Feel abundant. Go window shopping. You know what I mean? Give a dollar to a child. Send 10. Okay, I'll give you homework, Mark. Who's Mark? Anybody, Mark?
Yes, actually, right. I do know. I do know.
There is a Mark that's all of a sudden, he's tuning into you. I don't know for what, but he's tuning into you a lot. And he's a little hyper, but he's fine. Create some good karma. That's what my point is. Mm-hmm. Create some good karma this month. You say you want to uplift the planet. Well, by God, do so then.
And absolutely.
Start with yourself. Start with your own thoughts. I'm talking to everyone, including myself.
Yeah. No,
so
I agree.
I know.
You know, a good place to start with everyone this month is start forgiving yourself so you can forgive others. And then once you get on that flow of abundance, good things are going to happen.
Abundance, and like I said, yes, forgive everyone, including yourself,
yeah.
Which is really, really what. Because you know what? I like what Mandela said that he was walking out of prison. He says he decided to leave it behind him, leave all the bad stuff behind, because if he had kept on to his bitterness, he would have been in the prison forever. So get out of prison.
Well, that's the truth. We need to break the shackles off our feet so we can dance. Speaking of, if you want to do something good, everyone, go to sosflorida.com and you can give right there. It's a wonderful children's village in Florida. They have 74 more kids at this. It's not really an orphanage. It's for foster kids, but it's a home for kids who, you know, have a very tough life. So sosflorida.com, you can go there right now and make a donation if you want to give. But speaking of giving, give to yourself this year. And tools for a productive 2014 is Maria Papa Petra's workshop in New York. She's going to teach you on understanding how manifestation works. So how does manifestation work? Give us some hints before the workshop.
Well, it's what I was saying earlier. You have a thought, you have to follow it with action. Every year, why is it that some people pray and they get the results and some people pray and they don't get results? Because life is a work. Life is work. What happens, we write things down, we make our resolutions, this and this and this, we put them in a drawer and we forget them and we wait for them to manifest miraculously now in our lives. First of all, it takes about 25 days to create a new pattern in one's brain, you know, to brainwash the self. Like, I'm successful, I have an abundant life, healthy and so forth. You cannot just pray, meditate for 2 minutes one night and not the rest of the 364 days and expect miracles. So when I say follow it with action, stage your desires in some form. Photograph what you want. You know what I mean? Touch it. Meditate with it. Talk it out. Say it to people. Say it to yourself. Be in front of the mirror. Do you know what I mean? Use Max, this is very important. Use all your senses when you pray. In other words, feel like you're touching what you're praying for. By the way, we should remember that every word is a prayer, and everything begins with our mouth. So we should speak positive and not start phrases with a no, prefacing. So anyway, when you have something you want to manifest, you need to use all your senses. Feel it, smell it, touch it, make it real, make believe. How are you going to brainwash yourself? Lull yourself to sleep with it. Make it very real. You need passion. You don't just write down something and you put it in a drawer. You need passion. Passion is life force.
Yes, passion is the fuel to make things work.
Exactly. We write things out. It's like designing something, have the blueprints, and never building it.
It's like having a car without gas.
Yes, we don't meditate enough. We don't pray enough.
And yet we expect. Right?
We want results. Well, Max, it's not going to happen.
We got to do our work.
Well, what it is, just before, the irony of the thing is, there is a magazine called Elopia Press that I write in. I have a great article in it, as a matter of fact. It's elopeapress.com. And I have an article about the new year and what it is that is going on and my take on it, that the spirit is very high during the holidays, but holiday spirit can be devastating at times. Mm. You know what I mean? Because all year, especially, you know, I mean, November comes, Thanksgiving, so we're thinking of holidays, and we get into this hype thing, and we say, oh, my God, this is going to be my year, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be this, and it's going to be that, and, oh, man, and we keep cursing the current year, saying, oh, I want it to go away. I don't want it to repeat itself. Why? Mm-hmm. What I'd like to people to do is get in touch with, if they haven't done it already, with 2013, give it thanks. Let's always remember gratitude. Take all the lessons that it taught us and bring those experiences into this year. If we start condemning that past year, we're making the same mistakes on this one. We get hyped up. This is my year. This is my year. This is my year. Well, what's wrong with the year last year? We said the same thing last year. Mm-hmm. But then we did not do our part. So then when we don't get what it is we want immediately, our morale drops, and then it's tax time, you know, we have to do this and this. All the things we have around New Year's, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Greece for the summer. I'm going to go to Italy for the summer. I'm going to do this and this and this. By May, we have trashed the year, and we'll be saying, next year. No, honey, next year we're going to take a trip. Next year, by May, we have trashed the year because we don't stay in the moment. We don't infuse the moment with energy. That was my resolution this year. I want to be in the moment. Having a productive year. I'm going to make 10-day goals, max. I don't want to make 12-month goals, because I'm going to feel like a fool when I get involved with other things and I do not nourish those goals. I don't infuse them with energy and passion and belief. Mm. So I'm going to make 12 goals.
I love it, Maria. Hey, if you all are being inspired by Maria and you want to have a reading from Maria, give her a call. The office number is 212-935-4441, and you can talk to Maria and leave a message for her there and sign up for her workshop in New York, sign up for a reading. But Maria, let's talk about vision.
The workshop is the 22nd of this month.
Yes, of January.
So the idea is to do it, you know, like as soon as they can for both readings and this, because I'm very, very, very busy, thank God. And, friends can also find me with my name on Twitter and Facebook.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk real quick, because you're saying that when we pray, we have to use all of our senses, which I absolutely love.
Yes.
And vision is one of them. So with that,
what is
this vision board you're going to discuss at your amazing...
The vision board that I'm going to do is a little different. Usually, you know, get a vision board and we write kind of pictures and it's fun and all that. That's fine. Because I really want to get to a lot of work, I'm not going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to section the boards by feng shui laws. Do you know what I mean? So you have a board and you see it as a house. And you have some goals and manifestations for your love life, okay? There is a particular section of the board that you should pin that up or write it down on that will be more effective than any other part of the board.
I got it.
The south, the east, the middle, do you know what I'm saying? Things
absolutely.
Like, there's the trips you want to take, there's a particular place for travel.
And the best place to learn about all of this is by going to Maria's workshop, which is Maria Papapetra's workshop in New York City, Tools for Productive 2014, January 22nd in New York from 6 to 9. And again, 212-935-4441. Y'all better call quick if you want to make a reservation to go to that, because there are some limited spaces left, and Maria would love to see you and meet you there. And then, Maria, when you come to Florida, we're going to set something up down here. How does that sound?
Perfect. But did you tell our friends that what they're going to get, what they haven't bargained for, is they're going to come out psychic from there? Because, I teach a psychic development in one evening.
Of course, and I've been to that. And you know what?
Like you did.
Keep seeing... I keep seeing with you, I don't know if what's happening or not, because we haven't spoken in a little bit, but are you doing a book, and is it around prosperity?
It is. I'm translating one that I had in Europe, and I'm putting it on now. Yes.
Hey, because I keep seeing you doing a book with and prosperity. So that's what I see.
Yes, and it is also a book that I am in that is going to come out in February by Paulette Cooper.
And you have a wonderful meditation CD with Vanessa Williams.
Yes, I do. And there is another one that's on board, that's ready to go. If you notice on my workshop flyer, it talks about the CDs available. There is a CD about finances and career goals available right now. It is a $10 per CD, and the people can contact me and get it.
Wonderful. Well, Maria, you know how much I love you. And
I love
medicine
you too.
For the soul tonight is use all your senses when you pray. I just love that quote, Maria. Use all your senses when you pray. On that note, I pray that you have a healthy, successful, abundant, productive 2014. And I'm going to see you real soon,
I accept.
Maria.
Thank you.
I love you, and I'll talk to you real soon.
All right.
Good night, Maria. On that note, everyone, the medicine that Maria gave us was use all your senses when you pray. But the medicine that Keaton Simons is giving us, the medicine is his song right now. When we're back, Keaton's going to join us. So stay tuned to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, The Medicine.
7:30 in the morning. And the sky is turning blue. Is it late or is it early? What the hell am I to do?
Hello?
And I know it's gonna hurt, but I'm better with you. Better man.
everyone. You're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci. That was the song Medicine by Keaton Simons, and he's here joining us now. This is, now, let me all tell you right now. Why is Keaton on my show? Because he's doing a wonderful event for the SOS Children's Village in Florida, so we're really excited to talk about that. But there's some other wonderful things going on in Keaton's life that we're going to talk about here tonight on Max and Friends, such as like being on the Ellen DeGeneres Show not too long ago, and his new songs that are coming out, especially the one we're going to play tonight, which I'm really excited about, called Beautiful Pain. Have you all suffered beautiful pain? Well, let's talk about it tonight on Max and Friends with Keaton Simons. Pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Keaton?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you've been like recording all day, busy, busy, and you're like this music sensation. Your voice is unbelievable. We've been playing it all day. I've been like YouTubing your videos, watching you, enjoying everything that you've got going on in your life. So tell us a little bit about Keaton, who you are and who you want people to know who you are.
Well, what do you want? Well, what do you want to know? You got to just, that's very
everything.
General.
So, how
I'm a man,
all right, let's
I'm a man
start with
who
music.
Loves music. Yeah.
There you go. We'll start with music. It's resonating. So
right.
How
well,
did you get involved in this crazy music world?
Oh, my gosh. In the crazy music world, you know, I've been singing and playing music since I was a tiny little baby. So I've always been just completely in love with and rather obsessed by music. And so I just kind of stuck with it. I mean, it's hard for me to even imagine doing almost anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then I started
TV, right? So you've been on TV, but music is your passion, would you say?
Absolutely. I mean, I love the arts, and I love to express myself in creative ways. And I love all different kinds of ways, but I definitely, my core is music for sure. I love acting, and it's tons of fun, but there's a very specific relationship that I have with music.
Yeah, no, and you can tell because when I saw that video and I was just like, ooh, this song, Beautiful Pain, that's the song, everybody. We're going to play it tonight here, so just stand by. We're going to get to that. But let's talk about how are you getting involved with SOS Children's Village?
Well, I'm so glad to be involved. I had done a show, a private show in Florida a while back and met some of the people who were involved with SOS, and they invited me to come out and perform at this benefit. And I love, you know, anything to do with kids, with providing, you know, homes for foster children, for child abuse prevention and early child development education, stuff like that. Those are some of my central causes. So any opportunity that I have to get involved with something like that, especially something as incredible and international as SOS, it's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. You know, I've been a part of that village. Ooh, I chaired an event for them. I just love everything they do there. The event, everyone, by the way, is January 12th in Delray Beach, Florida for SOS Children's Village. Keaton's going to be singing there. For more information, go to sosflorida.com and you can look about, go do it. Because if you're in Florida, January 12th, it's an event that you definitely should go to, because not only are you going to hear Keaton sing, but you're also going to be supporting a wonderful, wonderful cause, which is SOS Children's Village's SOS Florida. So Keaton, let's talk about your new album, Beautiful Pain. Did you suffer pain?
Yeah.
When you wrote it?
always suffering pain. No, the whole concept of beautiful pain is kind of the feeling of being so overwhelmed by beauty or so overwhelmed by love that the intensity becomes too much, and it's painful and sometimes unbearably painful. And that's something that I've been experiencing my whole life, and I'm glad that I figured out a way to kind of put it into song.
Into song. Now, how was it on the Ellen DeGeneres show? How was it being on her show?
It was amazing. It was so
Isn't
much
it fun?
Fun, man. And I had an incredible band on there with me. It was just ridiculous. So, I could not have been happier with that. But no, the Beautiful Pain album is not, it's not a painful album. There's plenty of beauty, there's plenty of pain, and there's plenty of fun and happy stuff on there. I was in a, you know, I made that album over a period of time with, there was a lot of different things going on, and I put it all into the record.
And now the song Beautiful Pain, set it up for us, because we're going to play it here.
Okay, well, like, what would you like to know?
Well, what were you going, when you wrote the song, what were you going through at the moment?
Well, this, when I first wrote that song, it was right when I had met my now girlfriend, and I was just so captivated and overwhelmed, and I was in pain from this beauty and from this intense feeling that I was having, and I started writing it frantically as soon as we first parted ways, and ended up finishing it with her on my couch which later became PowerCat.
That's the way to do it, right? Beautiful Pain. Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear the song, and then when we're back, we're going to talk some more with Keaton. So everyone, Beautiful Pain on Max and Friends.
Why's it gotta be so hard? Why's it gotta be this way? It's like I'm being torn apart by all this beautiful pain. I know you wanna be with me, but you gotta go to him. Freedom isn't really free if you sink before you learn to swim. And I shudder in my sleep. I can hardly close my eyes. And I wake up in a dream, free now from a life of compromise. Where you never lost, but you never won, 'cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won, 'cause you never fought and you never moved on. Don't be afraid of looking back. Everybody has a past. So now you got my heart racing in just a few days, and I wanna be patient so this doesn't fade away. If you're gonna save a life, maybe it should be your own. 'Cause baby, we don't have much time before we go stumbling home. And I know that we just met, but what I never understood, how can something be that bad when it feels this good? And I shudder in my sleep. I can hardly close my eyes. And then I wake up in a dream, free now from a life of compromise. Oh, you never lost, but you never won, 'cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won, 'cause you never fought and you never moved on. Don't be afraid of looking back. Has a past. So now you got my heart patient in just a few days, and I wanna be patient so this doesn't fade away. No, so this doesn't fade away. No, so this doesn't fade away. You never lost, but you never won. 'Cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. 'Cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. 'Cause you never fought and you never moved on. You never lost, but you never won. 'Cause you never fought and you never moved on. Never don't be afraid, never looked in vain. And you never move, no, never lost. Everybody has a past. And you never move, no. Don't be afraid of looking back. But everybody has a past, yeah. And now you got my heart racing in just a few days, and I wanna be patient so this doesn't fade away. My heart racing in just a few days. So this doesn't fade away. Why's it gotta be so hard? Why's it gotta be this way? It's like I'm being torn apart from all this beautiful pain.
LA LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Beautiful Pain by Keaton Simons. I did not want that song to fade away, Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's just like that kind of song where you could just have playing and playing and repeat and just leave it on repeat. It's so good. But let's get into you real quick. No, it's your passion. So when you're passionate about something, the authenticity of what it is just is evident and it shows. So shows you're passionate. Now, with this career that you have in music, what do you want your legacy to be?
That's such a tough call. I mean, it's something that I think about on a near daily basis. And, you know, sometimes I feel like the closest I am to understanding is when I really have no idea at all. You know, it's a kind of an Eckhart Tolle approach to things. But, you know, I mean, I want to spread a message of, I mean, it sounds hokey, but I want to spread a message of love. I want to really encourage people to learn how to treat themselves well and to love themselves and therefore love each other, you know? But it's also about just living life and really taking it in, connecting and accepting. So, I mean, you know, if I can leave that kind of legacy, then that would be amazing.
No, it is amazing, and you are leaving that legacy because with our words, we have power. So when you say what you want to leave, you're already leaving it on the earth without even
Absolutely.
Leaving the earth. So
yeah,
that's cool.
Indeed.
But now, you know, when you say, give us a tip on how you love yourself so that people tonight are saying, I don't know how to love myself, Keaton. What's the way that you love yourself? Inspire them.
Well, it comes down to acceptance over resistance, really. It's about just realizing that, that you are who you are. There's never going to be another you, and you can never be anybody else. So, you know, that's the best it can possibly be. And it's all about perspective. If you're able to really look at it that way and embrace it that way, I think a lot of people, you know, are jealous or envious of others, and they look and they go, oh, I want to have what they have. I want to be what they are. But you can't be what they are. You can only be what you are. And so be what you are and who you are to the best of your ability. And love that, because that's what you got.
That's who you are. Love who you are, right?
Yeah,
rip the Band-Aid
exactly.
off of the pain in your past and turn on Beautiful Pain and love yourself.
Exactly.
You know, I wish I were going to be in Florida. I'm going to Colorado. I have to do this thing out there. And I was like, I'm going to miss Keaton, but I'm sending my mom to fill in for me. So she'll be there at that event, and she'll definitely come over and say hi to you January 12th in Delray Perfect. Beach, Florida. So we're looking forward to that. And I would love to have you back on the show so we can get into really some good inspiration for people, because I'm feeling the vibe that you've got it. You've got some words of wisdom that my listeners need to hear. So, you know, we introduce you the first time as a friend. The second time you come back as family, and we'll talk to everyone like family, who they need to be uplifted, because that's where we are in this new year, is giving people
Absolutely.
This authentic power that resonates within them. And I feel through the vibration that you're there. So I look forward to having you back. And before we part, is there a great quote that you want to inspire our listeners with tonight?
Oh boy. Well, you know, you were talking about inspiration, and I mean, I hope it's not too narcissistic to say I do have one of my favorite songs on the Beautiful Pain album is called Inspiration. And the lyric that I've written there says, if you're looking for inspiration, you don't know where to find it. If you want to find inspiration, let it find you. It's all about being open
truth?
And receptive.
Yes, when we open ourselves up and when we become vulnerable, that's when we start receiving, but in a good vulnerable way.
Exactly.
We got to surrender to the universe, right? And just accept
Indeed.
What it gives us. So before we go, where can everyone find you?
Go to KeatonSimons.com, KeatonSimons.com, Facebook.com/KeatonSimonsMusic. I'm on Twitter @KeatonSimons. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all of it. iTunes, you know, all over Amazon, all that kind of stuff. Check it out.
Yeah, everywhere. And you're here tonight on Max and Friends, and I'm so glad to meet you through the airwaves of LA Talk Radio and Max and Friends. And seriously, I want you to come back on the show, and we'll have a good conversation that I think that you'll be able to inspire people, teach them, and show them that through your music, love is the way and it's the answer. And sometimes we've got to have beautiful pain in our life to realize that we're still here in the moment, and everything is good.
Absolutely. It's so true. Thank you so much for having me. This has been wonderful.
It's my pleasure. No, it's so super cool. Have a wonderful week ahead. And traveling mercies, have a great safe trip down to Florida. And
I can't wait to meet your mom.
She's going to love you. I already know for you. You're all going to have a good old time. So to everyone Indeed. Out there, because they're all listening tonight, hi, everyone, SOS Village in Florida. We love you.
Yes, we love you.
Keaton will be there soon enough. So on that note, Keaton, have a wonderful week. I've got to let you go wrap up this show before I get in trouble. So have a wonderful week.
Yeah. You too. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to you too. All right, everyone, we got to wrap this show up. I got to say thank you to Dr. Maya Love, to Maria Papapetros, and to Keaton Simons. This was a fun show. It's just I wish we had more time. But on that note, we've got to do our work, everyone, like Maria says. And when you pray, use all of your senses. I think that's a great way to start the new year. Make things happen, manifest them, and if you want them to work, you got to do your work. On that note, everyone, take life to the max and have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Love you all for listening. Good night, and take life to the max.